Hello.
Hi, Alyssa. How are you?
Hi. I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. I just wanted to get back to you in regards to the resolution.
Yes.
Alyssa, it's not a good news. I just want to prepare you for that. It's not a good news at all. Okay, so I spoke with them, and I explained the entire situation. I told them what's going on with the project and, you know, everything regarding the customized formatting and all of it. So they provided me, first of all, with the option that wasn't at least acceptable to me. You have made the payment, the total amount that we have for the entire project is for $2,000, right? Now, what they have offered to return, it is $750, which didn't really make any sense to me. I actually asked
them to...
How did they get to... I'm sorry?
Go ahead.
Yeah. So I was like, okay, well, if we can negotiate anything and release at least 50% of it, you know, 1,000, and then maybe work out something in terms of the book, provide you something substantial, maybe a final file or anything like that. Upon that, they investigated the merchant that on which your payment was charged. Now, the merchant is closed, and that means you can't even get your partial refund. I'm just being honest with you right now because I really want something to work out for you, okay? So dropping the project at this point of time, Alyssa, I don't think it's a good option. You'd rather just make it work. I know it's a hassle, but I'm going to make sure that I assign you to one of my best project managers who will expedite the project and get the custom formatting done for you. And besides that, I don't think we have much left, to be very honest. Let me just really quickly open up your package and see what's going on here. Okay. All right. We have almost reached the stage of finalization of the manuscript, customized formatting that is pending. And then we have a couple of things on the social media side. So this is not going to take a lot of time, Alyssa. I think we can do that. I know,
Alyssa.
I know.
I need to know why, how did they get to that number? Also taking into consideration that I didn't receive what I was guaranteed. Like, what was given to me wasn't even what I asked for.
I did ask them that question.
So how do I get less money? You didn't hold up your end, and now I can get back my money?
Yes. At this point of time, Alyssa, it doesn't even matter what they're offering you because right now they can't even process a single dime. Let me explain that. Me being an inquisitive person, I told them to actually, I wasn't buying what they were telling me, you know, in regards to the merchant being closed down and funds being stuck at that particular merchant. I didn't believe it. I thought that maybe they're trying to get a gun around in terms of not refunding you the amount. So I told them to process it in front of me, you know, show it to me. How is that possible that they cannot refund you? And they tried it, Alyssa. It kept declining. The merchant where your payment was made, it's closed. Usually what happens is that whenever you're asking for a refund, your refund is processed via the original payment method, okay? So if you paid by check, it's going to be a check. If you paid from a credit card, it's going to go back to the same credit card. If you paid from a debit card, it's going to go back to the same debit card. So it's like an option where they click, okay? So they tried that, and it's not happening, Alyssa. That's why I said
merchant are you talking about?
The merchant on which your payment was charged.
Bank?
Yeah, let me explain what
bank?
A merchant is. Yeah, it's sort of like a bank. It's a third party. It's a private contractor, third party payment agent service that we as businesses facilitate in terms of having or handling heavier cash flow. Mm-hmm.
So that's on your end.
Yes, that is on our
end. The company that you use is closed down now? What do you mean closed down? Like shut down? They're no longer in business?
No. That's not what I'm saying. See, these are corporate officers who facilitate. Okay, let me explain. Let me go back. See, think of it this way. Think of it as a bank account, okay? It's a third-party bank account in which we actually, the services of that particular bank account, we use to facilitate our transactions, okay? Now, what happened is that that particular account got closed. So nothing is coming out and nothing is going in. Now, that particular box, it's closed down.
That's not my problem, though.
Exactly.
Okay.
It's not your problem. But to be very honest,
but it
Alyssa,
is my problem. That's why I can't get my money back. So you're telling me that a third-party vendor, a third-party company
Alyssa,
that
I can't hear you. I can't hear you.
But I'm trying not to scream and be just. So you're telling me